speak to voice mentor and lead singer of the Kaiser Chiefs, Ricky Wilson. Now, we'll talk about the voice later, but first let's talk about your new stuff.
That's why I'm here.
And this is your new single.
That's why I'm doing the voice.
That's right. But it is why you're doing the voice. And I remember I spoke to you and Tom Jones about 6 weeks ago before it came on. And you were quite honest. You said the reason you agreed to go on the voice was because you wanted to publicise your new stuff as best you could, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I mean, I didn't realise how much I'd enjoy it and how much I'd care about my contestants, if you can call them that. And I'm glad I've done it for the reasons it turned out. When you asked me that question, I kind of thought, no one's going to believe me if I
I'm doing it for the art.
And exactly. Or say, you know what, I want to give back what I've learnt to a new generation. And the album's out on March 31st. You know, it would sound so, I'm going to use a long word here, it would sound so disingenuous.
Oh, nice
use of disingenuous.
That's nice.
Yeah, I know it's early for that word.
That's the first time that word's ever been on this show, that's for sure.
It is, yeah. Well, probably the last as well, because I wouldn't even know where to begin.
I'll throw it in later on.
Okay.
If you could.
But it's nice and it's refreshing. So, with that theme of honesty, when you watch yourself back, because I know you do, do you go, I'm looking hot?
No, I watched myself with... I wish this wasn't radio, I wish it was TV, so you could see what I'm going to do now. I watch it with my chin jutted out, as if to say, oh, God, don't show your double chin. Don't show your double chin. Come on,
you haven't got a double... You've lost a lot of weight, Ricky, haven't you, over the last couple of years?
I don't think I've lost a lot of weight. I think at some point I put on a lot of weight.
Because I remember... I mean, don't get me wrong, you were never tubby, but I remember seeing you...
I saw
you at Tina Park, and you're a lot thinner now than you were then.
Oh, well, I'm in my 30s, you know. You're allowed to be... you should see the guys I went to school with.
Yeah.
But then at some point, my girlfriend went, you're supposed to be a pop star.
You need to make some effort.
Yeah. No, you do, because you're on TV, and you've, you know...
Well, they say it puts £10 on, doesn't it?
Every camera puts £10 on. I've got no idea. During 2008, there were a lot of cameras pointing at me.
Okay. Now, the new single, which we're going to play in just a second...
Yeah, it's called Coming Home.
It is called Coming Home. I saw the video on YouTube.
Yeah, you should all see that.
It's all one continuous shot, isn't it?
Oh, that was a long day.
How many takes did it take?
About 50.
I think it's quite complicated, isn't it?
That's take 47 or something like that. It was towards the end of the day. And I'm in it all the time.
Yeah.
It's always on me, the camera. It's always on me. So, you'd no idea how annoyed I was when it gets to, like, halfway through the song and someone in your band messes up. Yeah. And all they have to do is, you know, stand up or something, and they do it wrong. And I'm like...
What you see in the final video, that is just one take. That's not been edited together, no?
No, one take.
It'll be cheaper as well, obviously.
Yeah, exactly. Cheap.
Absolutely.
We're still northern.
Ricky, I'm coming to see you.
Are you?
Yeah, on...
In the park?
No, I'm coming to see you at the Formula One.
Oh!
You're playing at Silverstone, aren't you? On the Thursday night?
Yeah.
Yeah, I bought my ticket last week, £37, so you better be good.
That is expensive.
How much of that, do you get?
That's too much. What else is there? It's not just us, is it? There's cars and stuff.
I've got no idea. We're going camping.
Because I think that's over the odds, mate.
Will you get to stay back and watch the racing afterwards or not?
Probably not.
No.
We're probably being shipped off somewhere else to play extortionately priced.
£37?
Yeah.
Arlene thinks that you're better on The Voice than Danny.
And really? I'm not just saying that.
I think Danny's fans would disagree.
Yeah, well.
They disagree a lot on Twitter.
Do they? Oh, yeah. Just ignore them. I don't know. I just always felt...
I think we're different.
Yeah, you are different. But we've met Danny, we've met the guys from the script, and he's a lovely guy.
He's a lot more, how do I put this, eye candy than I am.
I disagree. Haven't you won Best Dressed Man? Come on.
I think that was in 2005 and it was just... It was a Topshop ploy to sell more waistcoats. And also, to be honest, if you're best dressed man in 2005, it means you're worst dressed in 2006.
That's right. The Voice is back on tomorrow.
Yeah.
You've picked your team now.
Christina and Emily.
Yeah, are you going to win?
Am I going to win?
Yeah, well,
they're going to win. It's not about me anymore. I'd like to think it is. But it's not. It's about them. And I want the best singer to win, to be honest. And I don't care if they're on my team or not. I just want these guys to have a career.
Do you think they will have a career, though? I mean, this is on a serious note, because obviously you guys have knocked your pan in since 2000, you know, trying to make it and, you know, and all the rest of it. Do you think this is the right route for these vocalists? I mean,
tell
they're great.
What, the world's changed a lot since I was going up and down the M1 playing every bar or, you know, venue.
The every hovel in the world.
And if someone had said to me then, there's a shortcut, I would have taken it. I would have done anything. And now there is. You can go on TV. Even the people that don't get through the blinds, the week before they'd be playing to 20 people in their local pub, and now they're playing to 40. So, it's great. It's a showcase. You learn from these things, you know? It's not like it's the end of the world. It doesn't make you not sing again. If it did, then you weren't meant to be a singer. Mm-hmm. So there's a kind of a madness involved in trying to be an artist or a musician that you need, and that madness is drive, and it makes you never give up until it happens. And I see that in their eyes. It's made me realise how much I've still got that, and it's made me realise how much I want to carry on making music, and I will do until my final breath.
And that was it, right?
Yeah,
yeah. I've got to say, Ricky, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show. Always good to talk to
you,
mate.
It's been a pleasure being here.
And I'll see you at Silverstone in July time.
37
quid. That's how much it is for the tickets, man. It's a rip-off.
And, you better do it well.
But we'll see you on the telly tomorrow night. It's Ricky from Kaiser Chiefs.
See you later.
With ESPC, back tomorrow morning from 6. 4-1.